to Close It Now, the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Well, all right. Welcome back to Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. I am so excited and honored to have this guest on the show today. As we go along, if you've listened to this, to Close It Now for very, very long or very many episodes, you know that sales is more than just a script that you learn. There are no magic bullets in sales. You can hand the same script to two different people, and one person, they both maybe know the script perfectly. One person gets mediocre results, and the other person gets incredible results. But on face value, when you ride with them, or you role play with them, they're just as equally good. What's the difference? There are so many underlying things that determine when someone's successful and someone isn't. One of the things that I love to say so much, everybody listening, is sales is not the performance of an hour. It's the overflow of a life. And so that is exactly why I have this guest on the show today. This is Stephanie Kwong. I'm so excited to introduce her. She is definitely a highly sought after expert in subconscious transformation, known as the secret weapon to the top 1% of high performers, which I know everyone on the show, you are that top 1%, or you're striving to be that top 1%. So with over 14 years of experience, she has helped thousands of individuals dismantle deep-seated mental and emotional barriers, unlocking profound levels of peace, joy, power, and freedom. She's the co-founder of the Rapid Rewire Method, which I know all of you are into fast transformation. We don't want it to take forever, just like in sales, and a groundbreaking system that blends advanced scientific and spiritual methodologies to create rapid, lasting transformation. There's a lot here. Through her extensive work spanning high-level retreats, online training programs, and immersive workshops, she's impacted thousands worldwide, providing tools that rewire the mind and body for accelerated personal and professional growth. And I'm going to let you talk about your mission as well. So welcome to the show, Stephanie. So happy to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely.
Conversation. Yeah.
Totally. So as we do with all of the guests on our guest episodes, we'd love for you to take a couple minutes and give everybody your highlight reel. How in the world did you end up in this place that you are right now, where you're able to, you know, affect transformation in so many people? What got you started on this journey, and a little bit of your highlight reel of how you got here? And then definitely would love for you to intertwine. What's your, like, really your main calling point? What is the your driving force, that your true inspiration behind what you do?
Ooh, how much time do we have?
As long as you need.
I'll try to keep it as short as possible. But look, my true mission is to liberate humanity. And what do I mean by that? I think a lot of us are in these invisible cages that either someone has placed us in, or we have chosen to step into, that we don't even see are not truly who we are. It's holding us back from really living our lives in the way that we're meant to achieving, to experiencing what life really has to offer, because we are in, you know, limitations in some way. And so when I talk about liberation, it's unlocking that and having people rewrite, rewire, transform those limitations into, you know, expansion and abundance and growth, which I think we're really here to live into. And I actually fell into coaching. I was working in entertainment and realized that where I felt most fulfilled was when I was in service, when I was giving back. And I had some trauma in my childhood. And so I had
Don't we all?
Yeah, my gosh. I dove deep into my own inner landscape to heal, to transform, and really to elevate myself and my life in, you know, how I wanted to be in the world and also what I wanted to achieve. I come from a Chinese culture. We're really indoctrinated into hard work, but hard work doesn't always equal success.
True.
Because we can only play at the level of our identity to what we believe about who we are, what we're capable of, and what we feel we're worthy or deserving of having, that's really the ceiling, the invisible ceiling, the limit that we have been, you know, indoctrinated into or are living into. So that's why coming to, and I know you've probably talked about this on your show, if two people have the same exact sales script, why does one kick butt with it and the other feel like they're struggling and not getting the results? Well, it's not just a matter of strategy. It's really about the psychology piece. And that's why I love, Sam, that you dive so deeply into the psychological piece as well when you train in sales and not just about the strategy of how to win the sale, right? And so I really look at the inner game for people, and I had to look at the inner game for myself first. Again, you know, observing my own interior landscape, pulling up the roots of the things that were not serving me, the beliefs, the identities, and then being willing to overcome and transcend them. And so I realized pretty early on in my career, which started, you know, I started coaching back in 2007, that the subconscious is really where it's at. And so I dove into learning all these different tools and modalities like NLP, somatic experiencing, breathwork, hypnosis, TRE, Havening, you name it, a lot of different modalities. If I wasn't trained in them, I've experienced them as a client first. And I really wanted to sharpen my skills as well as someone who could create rapid and lasting change. And so I worked in a clinical setting where I really, really honed my skills was inside of a treatment center for women with borderline personality disorder, bipolar, and other mood disorders, because people said, well, they can't change. They only can cope and manage. And throughout the 5 years of being there, it was a difficult population to work with, but it really had me cultivate skill to go, no, I actually think that they can change. And when I took on that paradigm, it helped me to accelerate my skill level and to figure out how can I actually support these people in doing that. And I got so good at creating rapid and lasting change that I was starting to work with someone who was a pretty high level in the entertainment field. And then she introduced me to somebody who was really high up at Facebook. And then that person at Facebook introduced me to her friend who was one of the first 20 employees at Facebook. I helped that person. And the next thing you know, that person filled up my calendar with their friends. And now I'm going, I know this person by first name. Oh, I use this product this person's created. And so that's really how I became, you know, the secret weapon to these top 1%, these really high performing people. But because I'd honed my skills to really achieve rapid and lasting change, because when you're performing at a high level, you don't have time to sit and talk about your problems and almost re-traumatize yourself by telling the story of what you're frustrated or stuck or struggling with. I really wanted to help people transcend it. And I was able to achieve that. However, when back in February, 2021, I had a miscarriage, and even with all the tools I'd been trained in, even with an amazing community of coaches, therapists, healers, shamans that I'd accumulated since 2007, I was stuck in grief. And I know how grief moves, but this time nothing was helping it. And I was becoming more debilitated in my ability to function. And being an entrepreneur, taking 5 months off was really difficult on the pocketbook, right?
Yeah, and no joke.
Also, it was just hard being in such a dark space. I was, you know, entertaining suicidal ideation. I had days where I'm just stuck in deep depression, and it wasn't a way I wanted to live, and yet I couldn't find the key out. And then I got processed with what we work called the rapid rewire tools. And literally in one trauma integration process, I was able to experience the full processing of that moment and then release it. And by the end of that 60-minute session, I couldn't even feel or find sadness or grief in my body anymore.
Wow.
It was gone. It's never come back. I've never had to reprocess or journal or breathe or tap or meditate about it. It was like once integration occurred, it was done. And I was so floored because, again, I know where I came from. I'm like, I know what I can do, but this was something so different than I had ever experienced. It felt easy and it was so fast. And I felt the immediate shift at the end and the change occur to the point where my behavior shifted on the spot. And so I was like, what is this? And I want more. So I continued to work with my co-founder, Wesley. We started clearing more things at rapid speed. He started showing me the tools, which are actually not difficult to learn and to facilitate. And then the next thing you know, I got a download that I heard you're meant to bring these tools into the world.
Yeah.
And so that's how the rapid rewire method was born. And I'm really committed to liberating humanity that people can do it swiftly and sustainably. Because if you haven't noticed, the world is on fire.
I think at this point, it's more than a dumpster fire. It feels like the entire landfill is on fire.
Oh my gosh.
So for everybody listening, date of recording is June 18th, 2025 for some reference point right now.
Yeah. And people are struggling and they need help and they need it now.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I wanted, because I think part of the people you're speaking to, Sam, they're also humans. Yes, they have a job. Yes, they're doing the sales, but they also have something outside of their work, which is their, you know, life, where they might also be struggling in other ways. And it all intertwines. And so when we dive in and do the deep work and clear out the traumas and heal the parts of ourselves that felt unloved, unworthy, not enough, etc., we can then perform better in our lives, you know, and in our business. And I think that that's what most people want, is to, you know, accelerate their own personal growth so that they can also, you know, achieve greater things in life and business.
Oh, no doubt. I love that. Love your story so much as well. You know, it reminds me, you know, there's so many things that we go through in life, and, you know, I've lived through a lot of things and currently am. You know, we all think we have these really strong opinions about things until it comes to live in your own house. And then when it shows up in your own space, all of a sudden it's like a bucket of cold water on you. And it forces you to rethink if you're open to it. And thankfully, I know this, and I know my community is open to it. Forces you to really rethink the way that we were taught about our belief systems. Is this truly the right way to think, or is it something I was taught? Is this what I believe, or is it something that I was told I should believe? About internal and external circumstances. So I'm 100% understand where you're, you know, I don't understand. I never say I understand someone else, but I can see your perspective and where you're coming from. And I completely resonate with that. I love that you talked about the quick transformation. For everybody on the show, you know that I love brain science. We talk about brain science here all the time. So everything from NLP to hypnosis to, I think I'm the only person in all of home services that's ever recorded a guided meditation for top performers. And so, but I'd love for you to dive a little deeper into this, because, you know, when we talk about these tools and the things that for transformation, you know, fast transformation is incredible when it happens. And so many times I know a lot of people so this is going to be a heavy episode, everybody. I can already tell I'm feeling the weight. I feel the gravity on my shoulders
there
right now. You know, there's so many things. In fact, I was talking to my wife about this last night. You know, growing up in all these different, everything from religious atmospheres to, you know, all the different types of pseudo or quote unquote transformational type of miracle moments, and just there's a myriad of things. And then so many of us have looked around and watched, you know, these, you know, so-called miracles and true transformations that people have had all around us. And then it never happened for me. And then we have this feeling of, did I not pray hard enough? Did I not think hard enough? Did I not do this hard enough? What's wrong with me? And so it's almost like this guilt and shame rests on you. And it's like, what am I not doing right? Because we've studied, you know, 8,000 different modalities, and it never seems to quite get there. And so what we're talking about today is so insanely intriguing to me, because I know that there's solutions for these things. Why has it never happened? And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's plenty of people on the show that are listening and are thinking, oh my gosh, this is me too. So what is some of the difference here? Because I am insanely intrigued by this, but how is it different than all of these other things? You know, if we, everything from praying and believing to the right meditations to, you know, whatever, all the different, everybody from Joe Dispenza to Tony Robbins, you name it, what's different?
Yeah, that's a good question, Sam. You know, I think a lot of, we don't like to say anything negative about other modalities. Mm-hmm. However, not every modality is created the same.
Sure.
Right. And there's a lot of tools, practices, modalities that only touch the conscious level of the mind. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it can take a long time, or you don't see change. Conscious level, podcasts, reading books, talking about your problems, right? It doesn't actually hit the subconscious where your blueprint is, where these beliefs are stored, whether they're empowering beliefs or limiting beliefs, disempowering beliefs. And so it really requires going deeper into the subconscious. And there are tools that help with that. Mm-hmm. And even some of the subconscious rewiring tools, like when I use hypnosis, doesn't always address every way that a memory or an experience is stored. Mm-hmm. So when we look at our tools, it's like, okay, we have to look at mental, emotional, and somatic. So all of our processes work through the images, thoughts, emotions, and body sensations, which is how a memory or an experience is stored, mm-hmm. the mind and the body. And that's why we're able to get changed so quickly, because we're actually working and clearing whatever has been stuck or you've been struggling with, right? These coping identities, these limiting beliefs that you might have, but in a way is that they're stored in the unconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can get faster and better results versus feeling like, oh, why am I trying so hard? How come I keep doing the same thing over and over again and I'm not seeing the result yet? Mm-hmm. And prayer is so powerful, but most people, when they pray, it's praying because something feels like it's missing or it's lacking and you want something, versus, to me, really effective prayer is giving thanks for what you want before it's already shown up. Mm-hmm. Right? Because now you're affirming that in your system and going, yes, it's mine, because if something's been placed on your heart, I believe that it is for you. Mm-hmm. Then your work is to realign yourself to be able to receive the very gift that you've been praying for. And by doing that, it's, you know, giving thanks instead of feeling frustrated or stuck or asking, why not me? Or why don't I have it? That's coming from a place of lack and limitation. Mm-hmm. So for me, I would say that that's why maybe that doesn't work. But also a lot of tools, same thing. Are we just focusing on what's not working? Are we looking at transcending it truly?
Sure. Yeah, the wish fulfilled is very much a feel it real. All of these things that I totally resonate with. Let's get a little bit granular here, because I know a lot of this is definitely a newer concept for a lot of the community, and maybe a little bit further out than everybody listen, or a lot of people listening may have ever reached, especially in the communities we're in. So for everybody listening, first of all, I would implore you, remember, your mind is like a parachute. It only works if it's open. So intentionally be open-minded about this episode, because there are so many things that growing up, we're just told we'll deal with it, get over it. But we don't realize that they're affecting us in ways that we don't even perceive. So, Stephanie, I'd love to, we're talking about limiting beliefs. We're talking about the things that hold us back. When you work with these one percenters in the top, say the people in Facebook and all of the founders and different people that you've worked with, or really anybody that you've worked with, what are some of, can you give us maybe a short list of some of the things that maybe have affected people in life that hold them back to get us down this path of starting to think along the lines of, what are we really looking for? What is it that holds us back in life? What are these identity stealers, these thieves of our identity and of our belief systems?
Yeah. So when I've worked with a lot of these, what are perceived to be very successful people, right? I think in our society, we look at success as what have you achieved? How much money do you have? What status do you have? To me, that's not always success. But when I'm working with these particular folks, that's how they're perceived. And yet when you get under the hood, you realize what's been driving them, a lot of them, is that something occurred to them in their past that was highly undesirable, aka traumatic, and they might have formed a belief or created some sort of coping mechanism to then avoid the pain that they experienced from that trauma. As an example, I had a client who was very, very, very successful. He sold a company for $60 million. And he said, in the end, why did feeling good last for 5 minutes and now I feel like crap? Like it didn't mean anything. And then he's on to the next thing that he needs to achieve now. It's like, whoa, can't you just relax for a second? You just, sold your company for $60 million. But
yeah, it's not enough. It's not.
What's
the next? What's the next?
Yes. And when we were able to pull back the layers, there was a session we had where he was sharing about his childhood and how highly traumatized he was by both of his parents and then was bullied. And it slipped out of his mouth, but he goes, yeah. And my mantra is prove them wrong. And and he kept talking. I'm like, whoa, let's rewind. Prove them wrong. That's what was driving him to build this company, to prove people wrong, not because it was something he was excited about, not something that he felt was going to be deeply fulfilling. It was as a reaction to not feel the pain of the people who bullied him, said he was never going to amount to anything. And it was like, prove them wrong.
Yeah.
So he like drove himself into the ground to build an incredible organization that he was able to sell for a lot of money. But in the end, it was not fulfilling because what it was being fueled by was to avoid pain versus he was doing it out of a place of pleasure. Like, I want to create this. More of, I want to stop feeling like an idiot or that people don't like me or that I'm never going to amount to anything or people can make fun of me. And this is going to be the reason why they can't do that anymore because I built something great.
Right. Oh, you know what? We see this so often, man, especially in home services and in trades. I mean, we've all seen those memes fly around with grind culture. And it's like, what is it? Work hard, grow, grind until your haters bring you their job application.
See, so it's as a way to prove something, whether to prove you're enough, to prove that you're worth something, to prove, right? And that's what I actually really found with a lot of those clients. Or as a child, they were indoctrinated into working hard, and that means you'll be successful. And yet, if you
work till you park your Lamborghini on their lawn,
but if you don't feel worthy of having what it is you desire, you can work in circles and still never achieve that, right? As an example, when we talk about how we play to our beliefs, there was a study that was done that I found really fascinating. It was this tennis coach, and he would run this tennis camp every summer for kids. And he said day one, first thing he would say is, all right, all the slow kids come to the left, all the fast kids go to the right.
Oh, God. I'm banging my head against the wall right now thinking about that statement.
Right? And these kids would self-select. The ones who actually saw themselves as fast, they went to the right side. And the ones who saw themselves as slow went to the left. He didn't tell you which one, who's slow and who's fast. He just said, there's where you go if that's what you believe about yourself, mm-hmm. right? So then he tested their speed. At the start of the camp, the kids who had decided that they were slower were actually on average faster than the kids who thought they were fast.
Oh, wow.
But by the end of the camp, when he tested their speed again, the kids who decided that they were slow actually started to lower in their performance. And the kids who believed that they were fast started to increase. And so they actually became the very thing they believed.
Wow, incredible.
And achieved that, right?
Yeah.
No one told it. There was this invisible force that was happening, which is your belief.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, if you're on these call sales calls and you don't believe you're worthy of the sale or hitting, you know, hitting your numbers that you set out for or achieving X amount of dollars in your bank account, you can be sitting there dialing all day long, having tons and like doing well on your sales calls, or you might unconsciously sabotage
mm-hmm.
the call.
Yeah.
Right. And it could be very nuanced, very subtle, but that's what's occurring. It's just like these kids who decided they were slow. They believed they were slow. They went to the slow side. They became slower over time.
Wow. You know, I've seen that happen. One of the things I do when I train is I do ride-alongs with technicians and salespeople in the field. And I see it happen in real time. You know, things will be going incredible and they're, you know, implementing what we've been training. And sure enough, the buying signs start to happen from the homeowners. And all of a sudden their whole demeanor changes and they start talking way out of turn or over talking or over explaining and the nerves hit and they talk right past the sale and end up with we've got to think about it. And then they wonder why. And mm-hmm. So I see this in real time. So man, I would love for you to help, you know, spark some thought process for the listeners. Could you give us a few other examples of what some of those limiting beliefs could be that maybe that they've, you know, developed along the way? And then we can, you know, shift into some more of, you know, what do we do about it?
Yeah.
'Cause that's what everybody's wanting to know. It's like, okay, I know I've got problems. How do I fix them?
Yeah. So I know a lot of like core wound beliefs are simply, I'm unlovable. I don't belong. I'm unworthy. I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the behaviors become trying to prove that they're not that. But if you believe that, you're going to become that
mm-hmm.
or keep getting results in those ways. There's a lot of folks that I would say, like, even I'm sure most of your salespeople are men. Is that correct? That listen?
A good amount. Yeah. I'm a huge advocate for we need more women in the trades. And of course, I do everything that I possibly can to support that. However, yeah. right now we're sitting at probably 90-92% are men in the
yeah.
in sales and home services.
Yeah, great. So I only say that because I mean, I know both men and women, but like a lot of women really struggle with receiving. Mm-hmm. There's actually a lot of men that are that way too. And I can tell simply when I encounter somebody and I compliment them or acknowledge them, their whole demeanor gets contracted or they'll deflect mm-hmm. or they'll give me a compliment back right after I gave it to them. They can't just let it land and receive it. There's this awkwardness that occurs and I'm like, ooh, they struggle with receiving. Well, if that's a big thing, a limitation, a block that you have, it's going to be difficult to receive more clients, more money, more, which obviously is driven through more sales, right? Mm-hmm. And so again, you just keep playing at the level of what you believe. You hit that set point. And then once you hit that set point, you start to sabotage, like you mentioned during your ride-alongs of what you witnessed. And so I would say that like, that is a huge one. If we're really just staying in the line of like sales right now, if people struggle with, I'm not worthy or I'm not deserving of what I want, or it's not possible to have X,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the core beliefs that have people struggle to achieve what they want when it comes on to the business side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely. And then of course, by extension, this goes into, you know, people that have struggled with their fitness and nutrition, they'll mm-hmm. make progress, and then go back, or, They will keep wondering why they end up with that same person in their lives that they can't make relationships work. Or my mind just is spinning in all the different elements of our lives that, are so important and but also so related, how we self-sabotage those things and don't even realize it sometimes.
Yeah, and it's very subtle and it's unconscious. And that's why it's so important to really begin looking at your life, at yourself, at what you consistently think, which will then tell you to what you believe, right? A belief is just a thought that's thought over and over and over again until it's really rooted in. Or if you were in a, open receptive state, like when you were a kid, you were essentially in a hypnotic state, meaning you were ready to accept and believe and adopt whatever you were told. Right. If you were a baby, and I don't know if people can see this right now, I'm holding up my phone. But if someone said to you, this is a cup, you're not going to go, no, it's not. That's a phone. Because you have nothing to go off of. If your parents said, you're stupid, you're never going to amount to anything. The way to create success is through hard work. Money doesn't grow on trees. Rich people are evil. There's so much that you might hear that then when you start to believe it because you're in that open receptive state, you're like, oh, this is how the world is. This is how I am. And a lot of times people don't take the time to challenge those beliefs or go, is this really mine? So I'm going to start moving into the what you can do about it part. And it's like, number one, start paying attention to your reactions. Notice moments when you feel triggered or you're defensive or when you're avoiding taking action, even when you want to, or you dismiss possibilities with thoughts like, that's not for me, I could never do that. Right? These emotional reactions, they often reveal the subconscious beliefs at play. If you want to know what you believe too, look at your life. It's a reflection of it. Look inside of your bank account. Look at the quality of your relationships. Look at how your health is, right? Pay attention to your home environment. What does that say about you? These are all going to reveal things about your unconscious. And another way is listen to your dialogue, right? Start writing down reoccurring thoughts, especially the ones that start with, like, I can't, or I'm not the kind of person who can, or that's just how I am. Oof. Now you're co-signing on your limitations
Yeah, no joke.
and seeing that there's a way out. These statements, they're often beliefs, they're not actually facts about you, which is a good thing because you can shift them. And I want to go back, and I have a few more things I want to share, but I want to go back to that receiving piece. It's interesting because my husband's mother and father, they're very Christian. And I went to a Christian school when I was a child, and I remember in the Bible, it was like, it's better to give than it is to receive. Even from religion, you're being indoctrinated, ooh, give, but don't receive. So that's why people might struggle with that. But when I actually reframed that in a way that was much more empowering, it's like, ooh, it's better to be in the position to be able to give than it is to need to receive.
Much better. Wow.
What does that mean? That means, oh, it's better to be able to give because you're in overflow. You're in a position to help others more. To me, that is a better interpretation of that versus an, oh, it's better just to give than don't receive. To me, it's
Correct.
better to be in a position where you can give than to have to receive.
Oh my gosh. That's this is something that I actually train about a lot during my sessions is, because there's a handful of sections in any appointment. We have to take a minute to introduce ourselves and give some accolades. So people need to know who they're talking to and set some credibility flags. And this comes up almost every single time, especially when I train across the South. That whole concept, of course, this would be a whole nother episode, but it creates this unnatural, very gross sense of false humility that we feel like we have to push, because I grew up very, very, very similar, it sounds like. And I remember so often, and for everybody listening, if you've ever said something like, when someone gives you a compliment, "Oh, it wasn't me, it was all God." Well, you okay, but you did the work. Take credit and receive the compliment for you faith without works is dead, that you did the work part of it. And so I feel like there's this underlying thing that just is, that was my limiting belief for a long time, was that.
Me too. And it was really hard because when people would try to offer me things, give me things, I was like, no, I have to work for it. Instead of being open and receptive, why can't building businesses, selling things be easy and fun versus this hard work? But it's what we've been indoctrinated to believing. And so, moving along the thread too of like, how do I uncover this? In addition to what I shared with you earlier, start to also examine areas where you feel stuck. Ask yourself, where do I keep hitting the same wall? What goals have I been avoiding or have I been unconsciously sabotaging? What do I secretly believe about success or money or love or myself? Right? Stuckness often points to an inner belief creating resistance. And then you can also use reflective prompts. So try journaling on prompts like, if I were 100% honest, what do I believe is not possible for me? What do I fear would happen if I fully succeeded? What belief might be keeping me safe, small, or hidden? And then really just start to pay attention and notice those patterns across time. Look at, as I mentioned before, look at your relationship patterns, look at your career ceilings, look at the emotional cycles that you're stuck in. So a lot of this is really just about starting to pay attention to yourself instead of trying to do and get to the next thing, which I think is part of the indoctrination of our culture as well, right? You said earlier, we value hustle culture. Yet hustle culture never feels fulfilling.
No way.
And a lot of times hustle culture is built on trauma, right? It's like, if I don't achieve something, then I'm not worth anything. And then what? Right. So I'm just keep achieving. What's the next thing? I got to keep going on this hamster wheel and never stop. And that occurred for me a lot of times when I would slow down and just relax. It felt so uncomfortable in my nervous system because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be worth anything anymore. Now, of course, I'm not thinking that consciously, but there's some unconscious discomfort because the belief that I had to unearth was, my achievement equals my success. Success equals who I am, which equals, my worth. Oh gosh. Well, now I got to just keep doing the dang thing in order to keep achieving, in order to be worthy, in order to have happiness. And it was exhausting.
Oh my gosh, no doubt. I went through this recently. In fact, this is a constant struggle of mine. Everyone that I know that knows me and what everything I'm doing in business. Somebody the other day, we were just catching up, and I listed. He was like, "Oh, what all you got going right now?" And I listed everything. He's like, "Holy crap, man! You've got six different businesses running."
Yep.
I was like, "Oh, well, because if I feel like if I'm not constantly creating something new, then I'm not succeeding, and I know that's not healthy." And so, I mean, sounds like you've got a new client here.
Yay.
But this is truly the struggle, especially for top performers and achievers and people who are so everyone in this community that listens, they are we're all striving to be that 1% better today than we were yesterday. And if we can constantly grow and become better people, become someone worth buying from is the slogan of the show. That means constantly improving these things in our life, which is sometimes counterintuitive. Sometimes it doesn't mean doing more. Sometimes it means resting and really sinking into exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important to one, examine yourself, examine your thoughts, your beliefs, examine your behaviors, and go, is this who I really want to be? Is this how I want to live my life? Because we do have, I know it sounds cliche, but it is one precious life that we've been blessed with. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to do it life? Where at the end of the day, when we take our last breath, we're like, gosh, I'm so glad I worked so hard. I'm so glad I achieved so much. No one cares. Why do you so much care about that versus at the end of the day? Like, one, a beautiful practice that it's quite scary for some people to do, but I highly recommend is to write your own eulogy now. right? I'm sure you've heard of that practice, Sam, because I know
Mm-hmm.
you've done so much deep work. But if you write that, it's then going to really put into perspective what's important for you. What do you want people to be saying about you at the end of the day? And what do you want your life to be reflected to be in the time that you were alive in this meat suit of a physical body, right?
Yeah.
And then work it backwards. Because I think right now we're like chasing for something that we don't even know if we want, or if that's how we want to live in this lifetime. But the eulogy will kind of have, it's a really beautiful self-reflective exercise to go, is the way that I'm living right now, is what I'm believing, is what I'm thinking, is what I'm, what's, you know, I'm achieving, or again, how I'm acting in alignment with who I actually want to be, or the impact that I really want to make on this world. And if it's not aligned, then there's some beautiful inner work to do to get realigned, to start shifting certain behaviors, to start doing in a life by design that's intentional instead of reactive from, again, the beliefs that we've adopted as a child that's still running us right now.
Wow, that is incredible. It's funny that you mention that, because when I have a business partner, Tim, when we work with at the company level, we always meet with the owners ahead of time, and in order to really help them get clarity around the core beliefs and the values for the company, we ask them this question. We're like, okay, and we list six different people. Okay, six different people are going to speak at your funeral. What is one word that they would say about you? And then, of course, the different people are a family member, an employee, maybe a subcontractor, you know, just several different people. And I love this exercise so much because it gives us clarity of who we think we are and who we want to be. And what's the distance between those two things? I love that so much. Thank you. I'm going to do a whole episode on that. I'm going to take people through that exercise. We'll just workshop it. But carry on. This is such a good conversation. I feel like we could do a whole mini series on this.
Yeah. I mean, look, I just think it's important. If you feel like you're stuck, you're struggling, you're not fulfilled, it's time to really look internally. I mean, that's my big message here. I, for a long time, avoided it. Because it feels scary. It feels like hard work. It feels like, oof, if I dig back in there, I don't know if I'm going to like what I see.
Yeah.
And yet, ultimately, I think what we're here to do is to grow and evolve. And we're provided people, experiences, and things in life to show us where we're not free inside and where we can grow and evolve into. It's just a matter of, will you answer the call?
Keep
your head in the sand and go, ah, or work yourself into the ground going, ah, I don't know why it's not working. Why I'm not making the sales. Why am I getting more no's than yeses? Why am I not hitting my numbers? Why am I, I could tell you why. This whole episode has been telling you why, right?
Exactly.
You got to look internally and literally rewire those beliefs that are limiting you, that are holding you back, that are not allowing you to be fully free, to be truly liberated, to make the choices, the decisions, the actions, the behaviors that you actually want in this lifetime. I see so many people held back or making up stories for why they can't, or why I don't have X, Y, Z. And it's like, you're actually a limitless being who can create and have and be whatever you want. But it's going to require something of you, right? That's the initiation. It's not going to be the easiest path, but it will be the most rewarding and fulfilling path.
So good. So good. So for everyone who's listening that this is really resonated with and really struck a chord, what are maybe a couple steps they can take, you know, start with writing their own eulogy, but then what are some actual steps to take after that?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, are all those ways to begin really observing how you're being held back, right?
Yeah. Noticing those statements and the limiting beliefs.
Listen to your inner dialogue, examine where you feel stuck, use those reflective prompts, notice the patterns, etc. Because for a long time, just pulling my example, I wouldn't do it until I burnt out twice. Those are moments to go, hello, pay attention. The way you're going about it is not sustainable. Oh, okay. Because if you don't actually start doing the work too, I feel like you're going to get hit with circumstances or experiences that force you to look inwards. And so instead of hitting that point, just start doing those more self-awareness pieces to pay attention. And then there's many paths of how do I start to rewire and clean this up? You know, I'm going to talk about rapid rewire just because that's my deep passion.
Absolutely.
My vision,
yeah,
right?
give us everything about it. Love to hear more about it. And of course, definitely want to give you opportunity to let everybody know where they can get more of your content and how to get in touch with you and that as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, with our tools that we use is really starting to find out, well, what's the problem? What's the limitation? Once you start becoming aware and paying attention to yourself, your thoughts, your behaviors, your beliefs, right? And then going, what can I do to really begin reworking and rewiring this? Before I talk about rapid rewire, there's, again, a lot of modalities out there, but find the ones that really work with the subconscious. Because as I mentioned, the conscious level work just keeps you spinning all the time, or just takes a really long time because you're not actually getting to where the root cause is. And you're just like surface level trimming the weeds instead of pulling the root out.
Got it. Yes.
Yeah. And with our tools, what I love about it is they're simple, they're in a proven framework, and you can just follow steps to begin clearing. We don't normally give stuff away, but I will give you two resources for now. The first is, if you want to experience one of our tools and be guided through it, you can go to our website, rapidrewiremethod.com. Sam, I can also give you a link where people just go directly to.
Yeah, absolutely. I can get it in the show notes.
Yeah, they can download a free experience demo where you'll be guided through one of our tools to literally work through something that you're stuck or struggling with.
Okay.
Well, and then the other piece, I'm going to literally give you a tool right now that you can use. This is more of a shallow protocol, meaning it's going to clean up some stuff, but it's not always going to get to root cause. However, I've seen some pretty incredible results from people using this tool to overcome something that they've been stuck or struggling with. But what this tool does is it really starts to integrate the emotional charge that you have around something. So as an example, let's say if you're a new salesperson, you're like afraid to ask for the sale, right? And every time you go, there's some emotional reaction that comes up and is almost, you know, this invisible force going, no! And it pulls you back down, right?
It's funny you mentioned this. So super quick, this is my backstory is for the first 2 years, two solid years of my sales career, I could not force myself to ask for the sale. It was like a gut punch, butterflies. It would get to that place. I would set the paper down and go, and I couldn't get the words out for two solid years. And so I deeply resonate with that example for sure.
Yeah, there you go. So let's say that might be you, right? All you have to do is, we always start our processes collecting four bits of information. So what's the problem? You just named it, right? Every time I go to ask for the sale, I clam up, I close down. Great. Put your attention to that problem. What's the emotional reaction that comes up? It could be insecure, worry, anxiousness. Make sure it's an actual emotion. So if you need to go on to the interwebs and go, give me an emotion wheel, it'll pop up and you can start to look and see what are literal emotions. Because you don't want to say something like, oh, whenever I try to go for the sale, you know, and I my body shuts down literally. Mm-hmm. And then when you put your attention to that problem, what's the emotion? You can't say, or how does that have you feel? Bad, good, okay, fine. Those are not emotions. So make sure it's an actual emotion.
The correct label.
Correct label. Yeah. Once you have that, then just kind of close your eyes, let it come up, the emotion, go, how intense is, do I feel this? Let's say anxiousness, right? Scale of 1 to 10. 1 is, it doesn't bother me at all. 10 is, it's debilitating, cannot function. Full shutdown. Boom, right? Like symptom abort, right?
Exactly.
Hopefully that's not you, but maybe you toggle in like the 6-7 range. It could be 4, but you just need to know that intensity number to see if you're making progress with the process. And then in the end, how do you actually want to feel instead? So when I go to ask for the sale, instead of feeling anxiousness, how do I want to feel instead? Could be confident, calm, self-assured, whatever that might be. Great. Notate that down. And then just close your eyes. Maybe think of the last time that problem arose. So maybe the last time you had to go ask for the sale and you clammed up and couldn't do it. Let that emotion of anxiousness come up. And as you're experiencing that anxiousness, you're going to toggle between two prompts. That's it, until both discharge out. The first prompt is tell yourself something bad about the anxiousness. So, not about the problem, not about asking for the sale, because you can go on and on and on about stories about that. But it's like feeling that anxiousness, you want to experience it. Tell yourself something negative or bad about the anxiousness. And it could be, it stops me from being as successful as I want in my career. Feeling that anxiousness, tell yourself something good or positive about the anxiousness. Again, about the emotion. Whew, it's trying to protect me from saying something dumb. Thank you. Okay, still feeling the anxiousness. Tell yourself something bad or negative about the anxiousness. It feels really weird in my body. It has me feel like I don't have control over my, limbs or my nervous system. You. Then feeling the anxiousness, tell yourself something good or positive about the anxiousness. And all you do is you toggle back and forth, giving yourself quick responses. Don't overthink it. It's just the first thing that comes to mind, say it and be as radically honest with yourself when you're asking yourself these prompts. So it's like, what's bad about the anxiousness? What's good? What's bad? What's good about the emotion? Usually one of them will dump out first. So it's usually the positive if it's a negative emotion. So you might say, okay, you've gone back and forth several times and you're like, okay, what, tell yourself something else that's negative or positive or good about the anxiousness, nothing left. Okay, well, what's negative and about the anxiousness? What's left? Things. Then go back to the positive, still nothing. Go back to the negative. Now it's nothing. Ooh. When you've dumped out where there's literally no more responses on both, check back in. Where's that anxiousness? That's weird. I don't feel it anymore. Ah, go ask for the sale. That's weird. I can ask for the sale and I don't feel this weird emotion coming up. Ask for it and I feel calm. In fact, I might feel confident to ask for it. That's weird. But yes, you're now free. You're no longer held back by that. You are now able to go do the thing that you wanted to do with confidence, with ease, with freedom, with joy, even. And that's how you start to liberate yourself from what
Oh,
wants to be
my
bad.
gosh, that was incredible. For everybody listening, and thank you so much for that, Stephanie. That was a, for everybody listening, that was a master class in clearing those things that are holding you back. And clearly that's just scratching the surface, but
Just
I can
scratching the
think of a
surface.
100 different ways right now on the top of my head that that could apply and things
Yeah.
I will immediately be using it for. So a clarifying question around that, is it better to, when you're doing that, are we saying these things out loud or are these just thoughts in our head?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
That's actually a really good question. I should have said that because that's part of the instructions is yes, you want to vocalize this out loud to yourself. So when you're in emotion, you don't have. You can say, okay, I'm going to tell myself some, or like, what's, tell myself something negative about it. You could just go, what's negative is this, but you want to vocalize your responses enough so you can hear it. You don't have to shout it. If there's someone else in the room, you could say it quietly, but it's so good to do that, to vocalize it because it helps to actually duplicate the content to release it and let it go, which is what you're wanting to do. Once you get good at this, friends, it's so fun. You could be in your car. You could be about to hop onto a sales call, just do it right before. You could be at a party. I had a friend, I was at a party. I was sitting on the couch. He plops down next to me and he goes, I'm effing angry right now. Can you help me? And I was like, yep. And all I did was this process on his anger. And the next thing you know, it only took 7 minutes. He was really fast to process. Don't give up on yourself. If you've got a lot of content to dump, just keep going. Don't go, oh, it's been 15. Just keep going. Trust me, it will work. But by the end, it only took him 7 minutes. And then he ran out of content on both sides. And I said, where's the anger? And he just goes, clear. And he bolted back into the party. And he was fine. And it never came back for him to have that level of anger around the circumstance that initially triggered that. And so know that this just works on emotional charge. So if you're feeling, you know, fear or doubt or insecurity or judgmentalness or worthlessness, powerless, worry, shame, what you can use this to actually just diminish the emotional charge so that you can get back to functioning. That's the goal of this particular tool that I just gave you. But yeah, saying it, vocalizing it out loud, you could do it anytime, anywhere. The more you do it too, the more you'll be like, oh wow, I just dumped that out quick. It'll work faster and faster, but that's the process.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that so much. So for everybody listening, make sure you do that. I'll get this into the show notes too. I'll line it out for everybody. So because most people are in Drive Time University right now, so don't be doing that. You can absolutely do this driving down the road. Don't stop to write it down though. Be safe. Keep your hands on the wheel. It'll be in the show notes. People want to get in contact with you, want to learn more, want to deep dive a lot deeper, where can we find your content? How can we get in touch to go through some of this with you?
You can find us on our website, rapidrewiremethod.com. I said that slow because it's such a tongue twister that I screw it up when I say it fast. If you have questions about anything, you can always email our support email. We have somebody there to respond back, to be able to be matched up with one of our certified coaches. If you want to learn, they're simple tools. So we train people on them. Like right now, I literally just trained you on how to use a tool that now you can use anytime, anywhere with yourself or anyone. Right. And I feel like that's really where the power lies. You don't need to rely on someone externally to help you because if you're panicking at 2 a.m, who are you going to call? Right. Oh, you're there with yourself though. And now you have tools to be able to help yourself whenever you need to. So that's what we're about, is true empowerment. So we train people on these tools, but if you wanted to work with an actual practitioner, shoot us an email at support@rapidrewiremethod.com and we'll pair you up with one of our coaches. And you can also find us on, you know, social media, Rapid Rewire Method.
Rapid Rewire Method. Oh, Stephanie, this has been such a great conversation. It's sadly time to land this plane. I wish that we could go on for a lot longer. But man, this has been awesome. I appreciate you being on the show today. And thanks for the tools. I know a lot of people will really get some big benefit. Anytime I have an episode that's a little bit more out of the box like this one is, that man, the feedback that we get is always really incredible. So super appreciate it. And anything I can do to help you along the way, help grow your business, help spread the word, I am here for you. This is work that absolutely needs to be done globally. And so you've got a supporter in this corner, that's for sure.
Thank you, Sam. And you've got a supporter over here too. I think that's how we met.
It is. Yeah. So for everybody out there, find yourself a mastermind to get into. If you don't know what a mastermind is, message me. I'm happy to walk you through what that is and help you find one that may be a good fit for you. But when the power of like-minded people that are focused on positivity come together, so it's incredible things happen. Yeah. So any last words or parting remarks that you'd like to leave everyone with before we sign off here?
Yeah, you're already enough. You're okay. You got this. Like literally, I think everything that we desire to become and to have is already within us. It's just a matter of being able to unlock it. And that's what doing that interior work is about. So Sam, I really love your show. I love what you're about. I love the generosity that you have to really help people to become better humans and to, you know, be a more like heart-led, service-oriented, because I feel like that's what the world needs, not more slick salespeople or sales tactics, but people who genuinely have a heart to serve and know that the sale is service, that they're 100%. Really helping somebody by asking for the sale and converting it. So bravo to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And for everybody that's listening, make sure to share this episode, because I know, even if they're not in home services or the trades, I know there are people in your life that could get a lot of value from this episode. So make sure to share it with them. And also, if you got some value from this episode, leave us a review. You can find us on Google. Just Google Close It Now. Go to the Apple Podcasts. Spotify is actually opening up some more ways to leave reviews there as well. And if you're on YouTube, make sure to hit like and subscribe. That way you get notified when more episodes pop up. And for everybody out there, you know how we do this. You go be someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.